What happens when you open a living human skull? As a brain surgeon with thousands of operations under my belt, I've experienced both the fear and thrill of holding someone's mind in my hands. The brain, with its 85 billion neurons and over 100 trillion connections, remains largely mysterious despite decades of scientific exploration. This complexity requires no exaggeration. It's already the most sophisticated structure in the known universe. From diet and creativity to sleep and technology, these insights will help you understand the remarkable organ that makes you who you are. Your brain doesn't sit directly against the skull, but floats in cerebral spinal fluid, nature's shock absorber. With a texture like flan or bread pudding, the cerebral cortex, less than 1/5 inch thick, houses consciousness, language, and thought. Its surface features hills, gyri, and valleys that maximize surface area. Unfolded, it would be the size of an extra-large pizza. Each region serves specific functions. The frontal lobe handles motivation and complex decision-making, with its prefrontal cortex managing our most sophisticated functions, planning, personality, and executive control. The parietal lobe processes sensation, while the occipital lobe handles vision and the temporal lobes process sounds and speech. Beneath the cortex lie subcortical structures. The seahorse-shaped hippocampus forms new memories, the amygdala processes fear, and the hypothalamus regulates crucial hormones. Despite mapping advances, we still don't understand how consciousness emerges from physical matter. Medical school's Step 1 exam often determines a physician's career path, yet high scores don't guarantee success. During my residency, a brilliant colleague who aced every test froze during actual medical crises. While IQ matters, success also requires judgment, determination, and interpersonal skills. Our understanding of memory has evolved significantly. Scientists once believed memories existed in neural connections, but research has identified specific neurons that recognize individual faces, like Jennifer Aniston. Modern neuroscience can create false memories or remove fear associations, potential treatments for PTSD and phobias. Even plants demonstrate learning without brains. Mimosa pudica plants learn to ignore repeated drops after initially folding their leaves. More impressively, pea plants can be conditioned like Pavlov's dogs, growing toward or away from fans based on previous light source training. Marina, a 33-year-old English teacher, first noticed something wrong when she couldn't recall the word pen while teaching. An MRI revealed a tumor in her left temporal lobe, the brain's language center. To preserve her language abilities during removal, I mapped her cortical surface while she was awake, testing different brain areas as she performed tasks in English and Spanish. When her tumor recurred 15 months later, her brain's language map had reorganized. English now occupied areas previously housing Spanish. Marina chose to sacrifice English if necessary. Take English if you have to. I need at least 12 years, enough time for her youngest to reach college. 5 years later, she remains cancer-free. If you know multiple languages, you're fortunate. For those wanting the cognitive reserve of a backup language, choose in-person classes over apps. The frontal lobes are essential for creative work, but don't operate alone. Recent studies show the cerebellum, previously thought to only coordinate movement, actively contributes to creative problem-solving. Creativity requires your entire brain working harmoniously, like an orchestra with different regions communicating in sync. I developed my creative method from surgical planning. Before complex operations, I review brain images before sleep, mentally rotating tumors to visualize the surrounding terrain. The borderlands between sleep and wakefulness, hypnagogic and hypnopompic states, offer unique access to subconscious creativity, displaying both alpha waves, relaxed wakefulness, and theta waves, sleep, simultaneously on EEG. Every great advance involves challenging orthodoxy. While rule followers keep thoughts constrained, creativity requires unexpected connections. Mind wandering enhances creativity by connecting distant brain areas. Creativity is essentially grown-up play. Childhood experiences with unstructured free play boost later creative abilities. Nature also nurtures creativity. People who took creativity tests after 4 to 6 day wilderness experiences scored 50% higher than before. Even brief outdoor exposure helps. A simple half-hour walk can fuel creativity, as Einstein demonstrated with his daily walks to and from Princeton. As a neurosurgeon in the neuro ICU, I see sedated patients on ventilators, a state entirely different from sleep. Sleep involves intense brain activity, defragging, storing, and deleting information, clearing neuro waste, and creating immersive dreams. These processes are so vital that without them, we die. During sleep, our brains convert short-term memories into lifetime storage, moving them from the hippocampus to cortical regions. Students retain more after sleeping than if they'd continued studying. Sleep enhances problem-solving and skill acquisition while erasing unnecessary information and flushing out cellular waste. Sleep deprivation is lethal. Rats kept awake develop dropping body temperatures, weight loss despite increased appetite, ulcers, and ultimately died. Humans with fatal familial insomnia die within months. For insomnia, avoid antihistamines and alcohol. They help initiate sleep but not maintain it. Even melatonin's benefits are limited. Instead, keep consistent sleep schedules, avoid afternoon caffeine, get up after 20 sleepless minutes, use your bed mainly for sleep and sex, limit evening light exposure, and turn off electronics 30 minutes before bedtime. Jennifer developed hallucinations and seizures at age 6. When medications failed, she faced an impossible choice: continuous brain-damaging seizures or sedated life on a breathing machine. The only option left was removing half her brain. Hemispherectomy showcases the brain's extraordinary capacity for reinvention. The surgery eliminates seizures in 96% of children with minimal impact on memory, intelligence, personality, or humor. This plasticity contradicts traditional beliefs that brain regions were permanently assigned to specific functions. Jennifer's recovery highlighted neuroplasticity in action. Initially paralyzed on her left side, within 3 years she walked normally with only a slight facial droop and even played soccer. Her remaining hemisphere had reorganized to control her entire body. To boost your own neuroplasticity, try using your non-dominant hand for daily tasks, like using a mouse, chopsticks, or smartphone. Learning a new language exercises your left temporal lobe, while navigating without GPS preserves hippocampal function and spatial orientation skills. The brain's healing capacity continues to surprise researchers. In clinical trials, modified neural stem cells target brain cancer, converting harmless drugs into chemotherapy precisely at tumor sites. Patients receiving the highest dose lived 15.5 months versus under 3 months for those on lower doses. We're also adapting CAR T-cell therapy, living drugs, genetically modified to attack cancer cells, for brain metastases from breast cancer after its success against leukemia. The discovery that adult brains generate new neurons daily has fueled research into stimulating neurogenesis to replace cells lost to disease or injury. Cell therapy shows promise for Alzheimer's, with scientists using gene editing to correct mutations in lab-grown neurons. Your brain's potential for growth and adaptation exceeds previous understanding. By nurturing this remarkable organ through sleep, creativity, language learning, and physical activity, you can maintain cognitive abilities throughout life. The most sophisticated structure in the known universe deserves your care and wonder.